Hello and welcome to Easy Eating. I'm your host, Brianna Mattson. Today we'll be making a grilled sandwich. First you'll need white bread, butter, mayonnaise and cheese. Okay, first we'll need two slices of bread. Okay, so we've got our bread there. Next we need to spread butter on each bread, only one side of them. Okay, and now the other one. Okay, now that we've done that, we'll need to put the mayonnaise on the other side of the bread. Okay, we're just going to spread that. There we go, and then we're going to take our cheese. We're going to open our cheese like so, and we're just going to put it on one of the breads. Okay, and then we're just gonna close it. Okay, and now we're gonna preheat our pan to put the bread on it. Okay, now that we've put the butter on the pan and we can see it's heating up, we're going to put our bread on it. Okay, we're going to wait 2 to 3 minutes for this to be cooked on one side until it gets golden brown. Okay, now we're gonna be taking it out. Okay, and now we're gonna cut it. And there we have it, our grilled cheese. Thank you for watching and join me next time when we're making Chinese recipes. Bye!
must be the infamous Jacks everybody's talking about. Man of many words, I see. Perhaps this might pique your interest. Because it certainly piques my interest.
Interesting item you placed in front of me. But I've got one question for you. Why? The others seem to only care about the gangs, and all you seem to be interested in is this dusty old little book.
If you think these gangs out there are more important than this book, then you're wrong. This holds history in the past. The most important history.
Who are you?
That doesn't matter at this very moment. All I want to know is how you obtained this book, where you got it from, and who helped you.
I already told the police about my story.
Oh, aye, but that doesn't matter.
Well, since you grabbed my attention, and you're clearly not a part of the police force, I might as well give it a shot.
Right. Take your mind back to the beach. Don't you dare miss any detail of it.
Well, first it started off when I was heading back to my apartment from the beach around midnight. And that's when shit started to hit the fan.
Strange time to walk through the woods. But perhaps you're used to strange.
I must be going insane.
The name's Numus Umbra. But my friends call me Umbra. Or for those who have a chance to meet me. I'm here to aid you, my boy. If you seek revenge, take this, and you'll get what you want.
What do you want?
To observe. Wake up now, Dax.
Thank you. afternoon, Commander. I didn't expect to see you up here so soon after the last conference.
Admiral, I'd like you to meet J.G. Miller, Japan's new MAM pilot.
Ah, Mr. Miller. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Pleasure is mine, sir.
Your brother was such a game changer in this war, so...
Admiral.
Apologies. I understand this is all still fresh. I digress from the matter at hand. What can I do for you, Commander?
With my latest discussion with Joji, I found out that he may have some very helpful information which could aid us in the understanding of our latest intel gathered. It may be beneficial to the battle ahead even. Joji, tell him what you told me after becoming a refugee of the 2017 X-War in Japan.
Ah, yes. I understand that was a quite horrific ordeal. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. I met a veteran soldier from the 2008 X-War. He told me about Vaxvarni governmental strategies. He kept going on and on about how the Vaxvarni are gaining influence towards other extraterrestrial races to join their cause, as if they have any plausible reason for us to be an enemy. But I don't know if that's even true. He eventually died of an unknown circumstance. I'm sorry if this doesn't help.
Interesting. I have a feeling that this meeting is because of our latest gathered intel.
I want to show him.
Are you sure? This isn't really supposed to be shown to anyone who isn't part of this investigation.
I will vouch for him and I will take full responsibility.
Angel, file X-746 Shroud.
Classified file. Do you wish to continue with a non-classified personnel present?
Permission granted.
Donba Kavana Mukudon Abala Jigamada Umabu Mikabada Kuvada Metla Munakatuva.
Hey? Who's that?
That is the Archon, one of the leaders of the Vex Empire.
He doesn't look like a Vexvarni, or anything that I've seen, to be honest.
He is a Lohat species. Something that we thought was a myth until recently. Angel cared to show him what we know.
Species, Lohad. Most gathered information on the Lohad are pure speculation. They've never been seen because of how rare they are. This could be due to the home planet getting destroyed by dwarf starter systems. Those who did survive apparently migrated to alien colonies and started to establish a presence in politics due to their silver-tongued nature. Some alien archives consider them puppet masters, gaining influence over places they inhabit.
I don't know how anyone could have influenced you with a face looking like that.
As I said, purely just speculation from alien mythology found in archives.
Myths have to start from somewhere, or from something, I guess.
Myths or not, this one in particular seems to have a large influence in the Vex Empire, and is now the third out of five known rulers of the Empire. Perhaps even the overlord of the other four, if the stories are true. Perhaps using a lower position as a smokescreen to be less of a target.
Yes, that is interesting and all, but what puzzles me the most is what he is saying to the other alien species. Angel, use the translator?
Of course.
We must unite against the tyranny that has plagued the galaxy. One that leads a poisonous destruction wherever they turn. We will not forget the atrocities they have committed in the Kraken star system. Nor will we back down for the surge of the fallen void star that they have desecrated with their greedy hands. Humanity is the greatest threat in the galaxy, and we must do everything in our power to stop them.
This part is what I'm most confused about.
We will not forget the atrocities they have committed in the Kraken star system. Nor will we back down for the surge of the fallen void star that they have desecrated with their greedy hands.
What does he mean by the atrocities that we committed in the Kraken star system?
The battle of the Kraken star system. Colonies of human colonists were slaughtered by the Vex Empire. The UN sent its soldiers and battle cruisers to evacuate any survivors. That was before the Vex Empire blew up the star and killed everyone in the system. A major blow to humanity's outer rim settlements.
I know the story. Everyone has. But why would he blame on us?
Well, a bullshitting alien species is going to
to spit out bullshit stories to try and get any hold over other species to hate us.
Perhaps.
What about this fallen void stone?
Searching archives for fallen void stone. Unknown. All record of the alien intel about the subject of fallen void stone has been erased manually, as if it was a priority.
Welcome to Cocktail Adventures. You ready to get hammered?
Ready to watch this.
So, Brooke, you ready to make a nice cocktail?
Let's go. What are we making today?
Today we're going to make the Radnor Hennessy.
The Radnor Hennessy was created in the 1920s, where he produced lots of lovely juices for the public in the towns of Hennessy, Tennessee. The ingredients includes 45ml of Hennessy Cognac and 5ml of orange juice.
Yeah, so if you want to pour a bit of that into this nice looking tin glass. It's not even a glass, is it?
It's a shaker.
It's a shaker. Yes, that's lovely, that.
That should be that,
lovely.
That.
And open the Radnor bottle and then we'll add a bit of that. Nice flavour. Nice flavoursome drink this is.
How much
are we pouring? 2 to 5 mils. That's perfect. Well, too much. All right, let's put a bit of shaking.
Are you sure it's properly on?
Okay. Could have sworn it was on, but you know. Good thing we've got a waterproof glove. All right, let's pour that into it.
And
that looks stunning, that.
Even got an umbrella to decorate it.
Yeah. There you go, guys. That's called the Radnor Hennessy. Okay, so for our next drink, we're going to make the Kraken Delight.
This drink was made by the great Jack Crack, who was a pirate in the 1650s. The drink consists of Captain Morgan, 45ml of orange juice and 30ml of iced tea peach.
So, you ready then?
Yeah, let's get
jump right into it.
This is not the Crackdown. What's this? We have the Captain Morgan. But we don't need that. We need some of this. Let me just open that up for me. Yeah, so that's beautiful. Pour a bit of that. And we're going to add a bit more of this bad boy here. See this? It's very concentrated. It's beautiful. So do you want to ask me how I made this?
How have you made this?
So I basically poured the Radnor fruits, orange flavoured, and the nice Lipton peach iced tea.
And what alcohol is going to be added to that?
Well, your choice. Captain Morgan. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Right.
So here, Brooke's going to give us an excellent example of how to shake, not like before.
Make sure it's properly on this time. There we go.
Hammered.
Should be enough.
Yep, that should be this. Don't have another cup, but let's just. It's just fire away. So if you want to pour that in there with our previous cocktail.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to mix it up, you know?
That looks lovely.
You know, not just one umbrella, just get another umbrella.
Put two in.
Yeah. Two for two, look at that. There we go, guys, you have the perfect Hennessy Delight.
Thanks for watching. Missed anything? It's on the website. We will be back next week. Send in any recipes.